This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Entertainment News Network. We're about to speak to Melissa Caldwell, who's the Director of Research and Publications for the Parents Television Council. Welcome to Utopia Media's Entertainment News Network.
Thanks for inviting me on.
You're welcome. We're going to talk about a Paris Hilton ad that Carl's Jr. is running. But before we do, why don't you give us just a little background on the Parents Television Council, its origins, its mission, and what it does.
Sure. Well, the Parents Television Council is 10 years old. We're an advocacy organization working to clean up entertainment content, primarily focusing on primetime broadcast television. But we also look at cable content, video games, movies, and that sort of thing. And with an effort to cleaning up the content so that it's a safer environment for children to be watching and engaging in entertainment media products.
Are you primarily a membership organization?
Yes, we have over 1 million members nationwide, and we're very much a grassroots-driven organization as well. So in addition to having a very large membership, they're all activists, or mostly activists.
And what kind of activism has the group engaged in the past in pursuit of its values?
Primarily letter-writing campaigns to, for example, companies that advertise on offensive programs, or encouraging members to file complaints with the FCC about broadcasts that we feel are inappropriate or may have crossed the line into indecency.
And as you've said, mostly, so your efforts are sometimes launched against advertisers on programs that you find unacceptable. Is that right? Do you have much experience in dealing with commercials that you find unacceptable?
No, I mean, this is a relatively new realm, primarily because, you know, historically advertisers have tried to be very safe with their commercials because they don't want to risk offending consumers. But there's this sort of new phenomenon. You know, we've heard increasingly in recent years from members who are concerned, for example, about the ads they see in the middle of the afternoon for you know, Levitra or Viagra and those kinds of prescription medications and finding themselves in awkward positions where they're having to explain to their child what those medications are meant to treat. But this is the first time we are aware of an advertisement of this nature that is so explicit in terms of the sort of overt sexuality.
Okay, why don't we start with how this commercial came to your attention, or were you inundated with a stream of communications from your members and others?
Yeah, actually, that's how we first learned about it, was outraged phone calls from our members who were concerned about it. They were seeing it during all different times of day. Some of them were watching with their children. You know, and this is a restaurant chain that's primarily based out of California, Texas, Oklahoma, sort of the western portion of the United States. So our researchers hadn't caught it yet because they don't air those ads.
Where are you located?
Well, our corporate headquarters are in Los Angeles, but our research operation is based in the east, on the East Coast.
Okay. So, well, why don't you, here's a forum for you to say what you and the Parents Television Council finds objectionable in this commercial showing Paris Hilton washing a car and eating a hamburger.
Yeah, well, our primary concern, again, as I said, is because this is a commercial, it's not like a regular television program where a parent might be able to find out about the content beforehand and they might know to avoid it. They might be able to change the channel or arrange to watch something else with their child. But because it's a commercial, you don't know when or where it's going to pop up. And by the time you're able to react, you know, grab the remote control and change the channel, it's already over. You know, you could be assaulted with this sort of very overt, very blatant, pandering, I think, commercial at any time of day. And according to news reports, we know that it aired during the season finale, for example, of The OC, which is a very heavily teen-targeted series. We know that it's aired during sports events. So we're getting reports of it airing throughout the day, not just in the late night hours.
Okay, could you sort of belabor the obvious here and explain what it is exactly about the content of this commercial that you find inappropriate?
Yeah, I mean, basically, the closest thing that I could, the only way I can think of to describe it is it's basically soft porn. She is wearing a bathing suit, a very revealing bathing suit. But the way she moves in the clip, the way she, you know, sticks her finger in her mouth.
Anything you want to say about the expression? Anything you want to say about the expressions on her face?
It's just very, very sort of explicit, sort of sexuality that she's exuding, you know. And it's not clear, even from looking at the clip, that she's even advertising a hamburger. You know, at one point she was shown taking a bite out of a hamburger, but until you see the Carl's Jr. logo at the end of the ad, she could be selling anything.
Although you have to say, not a lot of people eat hamburgers while they're washing their cars. Or
No, and it's just, you know, pandering to the lowest common denominator.
Okay, now there's an article in Reuters that quotes you to the effect that you've just, to what you've just said, and it quotes CKE, that's the company that owns Carl's Jr., restaurant chief Andy Puzder. It says he took issue with your group's characterization of the ad as pornographic. Quote, there is no nudity in this ad. This isn't Janet Jackson, Putzer said in an interview. It's just a fast food ad. I wish they would focus on something that might be more meaningful. It goes on to say, Puzder added that the commercial has only run during adult television programs and is aimed at Carl Jr.'s target demographic of, quote, young, hungry guys, end quote. What's your take on his reaction to your reaction to the ad they're running?
Well, first of all, it's not true that it's only airing during the late night. As I said, it aired during the OC, which airs 9 o'clock at night. That's not late night, and that's a program that's watched by millions of young viewers, some, you know, as young as 2 to 11 years of age, for starters. Second of all, it doesn't really matter in this case that there is no nudity. You know, the way that she, Paris Hilton moves in the video, the facial expressions, the way she lathers herself up and soaks herself with the hose is all so suggestive that it's meant to convey the same sort of idea that you know, a pornographic movie is meant to. You know, the facial expressions tell a lot more than nudity would. You know, and it is pandering, and it is, you know, as graphic as it can be without her actually being naked.
Okay, now, we've established how you feel about the commercial, and you've said that in the past you've contacted sponsors of programs that have what you find objectionable content. What are you doing now to contact the advertiser that has the content that you find objectionable? What kind of organizing are you doing now, or do you expect to be doing soon in response to this ad?
Well, we will be contacting Carl's Jr. And encouraging our members to do the same, to let them know, you know, for starters, that this is a restaurant chain that historically has catered to family audiences, that this is a violation of the trust that families have bestowed on the restaurant chain, and that it's a reflection of the corporate values. And if they really want to self-identify as, you know, a sleaze-peddling, pandering restaurateur, I think that's something important that consumers need to know.
What authority does the FCC to have to intervene in this, and what efforts are you going to make to encourage them to do that?
Well,
if any,
we were exploring that option of filing a complaint with the FCC. I don't think now that we are going to do that. But theoretically, you know, the FCC has jurisdiction over anything that goes out over the broadcast airwaves. It doesn't necessarily have to be the content of the broadcasts. I think theoretically, although I'm not aware of any precedents for the FCC finding a station for airing an indecent commercial, but theoretically it's possible as long as it goes out over the broadcast airwaves.
Okay, now you've said you've got a million members. Are you considering a boycott against Carl's Jr. on the basis of this ad?
No, we've never engaged in boycotts, and that's not something we're planning on doing at this point.
Okay, finally, are you worried that your opposition to this is only calling more attention to the commercial, and therefore your efforts in this regard are going to be counterproductive?
No, I suppose that's always a possibility, but in this case, I don't think so. Certainly, there has already been a lot of attention focused on this. We just want to make sure that consumers and that our members in particular are getting the message that, you know, that this is not an appropriate advertising campaign, that it's not appropriate to be airing, especially during the early hours of prime time, and it's not an appropriate message to be sending to children. And when you're advertising on programs like the OC that are targeted to children, that's a pretty clear violation, I think, of family's trust.